This is Audible.
Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Fire from Within by Carlos Castaneda, narrated by Luis Moreno. Foreword. I have written extensive descriptive accounts of my apprentice relationship with a Mexican Indian sorcerer, Don Juan Matus. Due to the foreignness of the concepts and practices Don Juan wanted me to understand and internalize, I have had no other choice but to render his teachings in the form of a narrative of what happened as it happened. The organization of Don Juan's instruction was predicated on the idea that man has two types of awareness. He labeled them the right side and the left side. He described the first as the state of normal awareness necessary for everyday life. The second, he said, was the mysterious side of man, the state of awareness needed to function as sorcerer and seer. Don Juan divided his instruction accordingly into teachings for the right side and teachings for the left side. He conducted his teachings for the right side when I was in my state of normal awareness, and I have described those teachings in all my accounts. In my state of normal awareness, Don Juan told me that he was a sorcerer. He even introduced me to another sorcerer, Don Genaro Flores. And because of the nature of our association, I logically concluded that they had taken me as their apprentice. That apprenticeship ended with an incomprehensible act that both Don Juan and Don Genaro led me to perform. They made me jump from the top of a flat mountain into an abyss. I have described in one of my accounts what took place on that mountaintop. The last drama of Don Juan's teachings for the right side was played there by Don Juan himself, Don Genaro, two apprentices, Pablito and Nestor, and me. Pablito, Nestor, and I jumped from that mountaintop into an abyss. For years afterward, I thought that just my total trust in Don Juan and Don Genaro had been sufficient to obliterate all my rational fears on facing actual annihilation. I know now that it wasn't so. I know that the secret was in Don Juan's teachings for the left side, and that it took tremendous discipline and perseverance for Don Juan, Don Genaro, and their companions to conduct those teachings. It has taken me nearly 10 years to recollect what exactly took place in his teachings for the left side that led me to be so willing to perform such an incomprehensible act, jumping into an abyss. It was in his teachings for the left side that Don Juan let on what he, Don Genaro, and their companions were really doing to me and who they were. They were not teaching me sorcery, but how to master three aspects of an ancient knowledge they possessed: awareness, stalking, and intent. And they were not sorcerers. They were seers. And Don Juan was not only a seer, but also a Nagual. Don Juan had already explained to me in his teachings for the right side a great deal about the Nagual and about seeing. I had understood seeing to be the capacity of human beings to enlarge their perceptual field until they are capable of assessing not only the outer appearances, but the essence of everything. He had also explained that seers see man as a field of energy which looks like a luminous egg. The majority of people, he said, have their fields of energy divided into two parts. A few men and women have four or sometimes three parts. Because these people are more resilient than the average man, they can become Naguals after learning to see. In his teachings for the left side, Don Juan explained to me the intricacies of seeing and of being a Nagual. To be a Nagual, he said, is something more complex and far-reaching than being merely a more resilient man who has learned to see. To be a Nagual entails being a leader, being a teacher, and a guide. As a Nagual, Don Juan was the leader of a group of seers known as the Nagual's Party, which was composed of 8 female seers: Cecilia, Delia, Ermelinda, Carmela, Nélida, Florinda, Zuleika, and Zoila. 3 male seers: Vicente, Silvio Manuel, and Genaro, and 4 couriers or messengers: Emilito, John Tuma, Marta, and Teresa. In addition to leading the Nagual's Party, Don Juan also taught and guided a group of apprentice seers known as the New Nagual's Party. It consisted of 4 young men, Pablito, Nestor, Eligio, and Benigno, along with 5 women, Soledad, La Gorda, Lydia, Josefina, and Rosa. I was the nominal leader of the New Nagual's Party together with the Nagual woman, Carol. In order for Don Juan to impart to me his teachings for the left side, it was necessary for me to enter into a unique state of perceptual clarity known as heightened awareness. Throughout the years of my association with him, he had me repeatedly shift into such a state by means of a blow that he delivered with the palm of his hand on my upper back. Don Juan explained that in a state of heightened awareness, apprentices can behave almost as naturally as in everyday life, but can bring their minds to focus on anything with uncommon force and clarity. Yet, an inherent quality of heightened awareness is that it is not susceptible to normal recall. What transpires in such a state becomes part of the apprentice's everyday awareness only through a staggering effort of recovery. My interaction with the Nagual's Party was an example of this difficulty of recall. With the exception of Don Genaro, I had contact with them only when I was in a state of heightened awareness. Hence, in my normal everyday life, I could not remember them, not even as vague characters in dreams. The manner in which I met with them every time was almost a ritual. I would drive to Don Genaro's house in a small town in the southern part of Mexico. Don Juan would join us immediately, and the 3 of us would then get busy with Don Juan's teachings for the right side. After that, Don Juan would make me change levels of awareness, and then we would drive to a larger nearby town where he and the other 15 seers were living. Every time I entered into heightened awareness, I could not cease marveling at the difference between my 2 sides. I always felt as if a veil had been lifted from my eyes,